And that'll be with Riaz Ahmed. He is the chair of the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital Facilities Board. And of course, we're talking about the end of a very lengthy relationship after 40 years working together. Friends of the Children's Hospital Association are actually parting ways with the Red Cross. Riaz, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Please let us know how this came to pass.
Hi, good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Indeed.
Yes, I think it is a very, very difficult and hard decision to make. I mean, Foscher has been part of the hospital, operating on the hospital premises, as you said, for more than 40 years. And they've done invaluable service to the hospital and to the patients and to their families, in fact. But yeah, I think in 2019, we started a mediation process. We looked at governance of all structures at the hospital, and we looked at certain issues. We're trying to raise the standard of how organizations operate on the hospital, and certain issues remained unresolved, and it unfortunately led to a breakdown in the relationship, and we decided to terminate PASS at that time.
And I mean, was there no chance of some kind of mediation?
No, we did. No, absolutely. We went through quite a long mediation process. We tried to look at where there were gaps and tried to find paths that we could possibly resolve it. We got an independent consultant as well. I think, you know, what's important to understand is that as a Red Cross Children's Hospital, we have the most amazing donors out there. And we've gone on this journey. We got to make sure that in general, organizations don't operate in ways that they used to. They start looking at governance.
Gotcha.
And we have to ensure that, you know, accountability and transparency is at the forefront of whatever we do at the hospital. And it's critical to prevent even the hint of corruption or collusion or anything like that, because we've got donors that donate so generously and willingly to the hospital, and we have to ensure that every single donation that's given to the hospital reaches its recipient of the donors. And while there was no evidence of any missing funds or anything like that, I think it's just about raising our standards and looking internally at systems that we've got in place to make sure that you know, we operate in the responsible way that we're supposed to.
The hospital's integrity is paramount. I'm just curious, you know, moving forward, it's unfortunate because questions of governance are not usually a reflection on the volunteers on the ground who give of their time, and I'm curious to know, you know, what becomes of those volunteers, or at the very least, how will you fill that support?
So I think, firstly, we had to, because of COVID, as you can might understand, in-person volunteer program had to unfortunately come to an end. We had to stop it for the protection of the vulnerable patients, their families, and of course our staff as well. So the volunteer program will have to be reimagined. And this is one of the core functions that FOSHO is actually playing at the hospital, is to coordinate the volunteers. But with the advent of COVID-19 and with all the protocols in place, we had to halt that program. And, you know, once we move into a situation where we can have volunteers back onto the ground, we'll certainly, that whole process has to be reimagined in a safe and responsible manner. But I mean, so in terms of the volunteer program, it's very unfortunate. We've got so many, a database of so many willing volunteers. I get inundated with requests. Please, can we start this thing again? But we have to be responsible, as everyone has to understand. I'm sure you do understand that we have to protect the patients, their families, and the staff as well. But I mean, in terms of the donations, we also have, you know, donors giving cash and donors giving in-kind donations. We still encourage that because we looked at efficiencies within the system, and the Children's Hospital Trust has been handling that for us in the most amazing way, to ensure that if anybody out there wants to contribute anything to the hospital, to the families, to the children, they still can do that. It's just we'll do it through the trust, which has got a network within the hospital to ensure that those donations reach the children and their families, in fact. You know, so please, we still encourage people to donate. We're just doing it through the trust. That particular function is being handled through the trust at the moment.
That's the most important part of it all for the children and the patients. Thank you so much, Riaz, for giving us some perspective on this. Riaz Ahmed is chairperson of the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital Facilities.